I don't know. I knew John, but I didn't know he wasn't a friend or anything.
I don't either. I knew, probably knew Hartford after John Prine. Different festivals.
I remember the other thing I remember.
I think Hartford just did his thing.
When John came to see us, we were in Branson.
Yeah.
And I felt like at that time, it was just a little while after that that he passed, that he was making his rounds, you know. He came up and spent the afternoon with us. And at the time, I was working with Jim Stafford up there at the Jim Stafford Theater. And we went over and saw his show and everything. But I thought at that time, I said, Beverly, John's saying goodbye.
He and Marie both came, and they visited Stafford and us, and it was kind of the goodbye tour.
Yeah. Very strange.
Got lots of nice pictures.
But that afternoon, he spent telling me about a story about two outlaws up in the mountains of Virginia. And this story, John had a way of telling things that went on for a while. I remember one time, it's funny, he had written this song. He said, I want to sing this song. I went, okay, I got time. And he was singing about steamboat stuck in a cornfield. Well, that song, I guess maybe he edited it down since after he cut it, but he was singing that song, telling the story, singing the song, and about an hour later, he was still singing the song, and after he quit, I said, John, do you think I ought to edit that a little bit? Because the song just, it was very interesting where they had the band come out and play. It was a big event. It got, because the water went down and it got stuck in the cornfield. No, it's a book. No, I'll wait for the movie. But that was John. John was one of those guys that, and I wish I could do that. I admired him for that. Would write down everything he said. He would carry 3x5 cards
in his pocket.
Yeah, and he would write down everything he said. You know, and I never felt that anything I said was that important.
Me neither.
Enough to have to write. Can you do something? But he did. And there's stuff, his ideas and things. We both get talking about